Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Like nothing you have ever heard before. It's a tough room. It's the place to be. Thrive to survive. It's Taz. It's the Moose. It's CBS Sports Radio.
One, two.
You know it's every day. Moose and Taz be paving the way. Talking about every sport. You know that they never missing a play. From the NBA to the NFL to college games. They always bringing the knowledge. Nobody ever could try to go stop it. Only me talking the truth. Only me talking the truth. Hey, you know it's Taz and Moose. You know it's Taz and Moose. Hey.
It is Taz and the Moose. Zach Gelbin for the vacationing Taz here on this Friday morning as we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. You've got Mike and Brian across the way. John with your updates as we got an hour left to play with. Steven Jackson will join Zach and myself a little later on this hour. Big Three, we'll talk about the association as well. All the doings as we are still on Kawhi Leonard watch. And with that, let's get to it. Three big headlines on this July 6th.
It is now time for the three. We get you caught up on the three biggest headlines of the day with Taz and the Moose. Number one.
Kawhi Leonard watch continues.
It does. And the latest is, Zach Gelb, from Chris Carter, family friend of Kawhi Leonard, on First Thing First this morning, saying for Kawhi, quote, this is about which organization is going to support his quest to be the best player in the world and get as many championships as possible. He said, to me, the only team that presents that is the Lakers. I believe there's going to be an announcement today. Now, is that him throwing his own opinion in there, or is that an educated, more than an educated guess, where he's told that it's going to be the Lakers and that announcement will come down today? There's a fair amount of speculation either way.
I think he is using the resources he has. I'm not saying he's directly told, but I think that's the way that he's read the situation at this point, and I hate to say it. I would be surprised if Kawhi Leonard's not a Laker at this point.
Yeah, and that's not good for the NBA. I hope he's wrong. I gotta be honest with you. I hope he's given misinformation or reading the situation incorrectly. I'll tell you this. I mean, the Leonard camp then are full of a bunch of phony balonies, though. If they want everything to keep quiet, and then all of a sudden on the Friday morning after a July 4th holiday, they're letting Chris Carter know, and that's fine. And if he ends up being right, good job by Carter, right? And he's close to to Kawhi's uncle, which is great. But they want everything kept quiet, and they're going to have it leaked out by Chris Carter first things first on a Friday morning after July 4th that he's going to Los Angeles Lakers. Well, then I mean, last week Stephen A. Smith had a similar report. Chris Broussard has talked about the fact that it's been the Lakers. The only people that have come out, Jalen Rose last week said it's 99% sure that he's going back to the Toronto Raptors. I think Frank Isola tweeted out last night, Athletic, used to cover the Knicks for the New York Daily News. You see him on ESPN as well, SiriusXM NBA Radio. I think he came out with talking about the Jalen Rose report and said 99.9%. So, I mean, I hope they're wrong because I don't think that's good for the NBA. I don't think Kawhi Leonard, and he's free to do whatever the hell he wants to do, Zach. But the reason why they'd be phonies is that they wanted everything kept quiet. All these organizations, mind your P's and Q's, reportedly they were bothered by information coming out of their Lakers meetings and the conversation that he had with, did or didn't have with Magic Johnson. And now to have this information then come out now, if you want everything kept quiet, then you should keep everything quiet.
Let me ask you this, though. Let's say if radio free agency was covered as if NBA free agency was.
Right.
Mark Melusis, big-time free agent, has all the networks after him. And yeah. Let's say you tell everyone that you meet with, I don't want information to get out. But let's say they offer you a great opportunity here at CBS Sports Radio. The money's unbelievable. You have a chance to win Marconi after Marconi. And let's say someone you're close with leaks out the information. and or someone here at CBS leaks it out, is that going to prevent you from taking that job, which looks like to be a great job where you're going to win championship after championship?
No, it will not. No, it wouldn't.
So that's what I think happened here with Kawhi.
And that's fair.
Magic ran his mouth, or yeah. Uncle Dennis ran his mouth to Chris Carter, and he's still going to make the decision that he thinks is best for him. But it's surprising that it looks like it's going to be the Lakers, because we look at the identity of Kawhi Leonard. He slayed the dragon that were the Miami Heat. He slayed the dragon that were Golden State, albeit they were injured. And now he's going to join one of those potential dynasties or one of those potential super teams.
Well, he's going to join a super team. So, we talked about during the break kind of the antithesis of what Kawhi Leonard is as a player, right? Yeah. What you look at him, what you describe him as. And he doesn't look like a guy that wants to be part of a group thing. He wants to do his own thing. Now, I hope Carter's wrong. Obviously, now it looks like it's going to be Lakerland, and that's fine, because I agree with you. I don't think Carter's saying the Lakers, and that's just his opinion. I think that's probably where the lean is as Leonard wakes up here. He's still up there in Toronto, on this Friday morning. I just don't want to see it, Zach. I don't think that's great for
you're
the
disgusted.
NBA.
You're disgusted. You really
I'm bothered.
Are.
It does bother. It's going to ruin my Friday. It's going to bother me. That's going to bother me. It's not going to bother you. It's not going to bother you. It's not going to.
Here's the thing.
I'm not a Raptor fan. I'm not a Clipper fan. I'm not a Laker fan. I'm an NBA fan. It's not going to bother you that it's going to be. You want it. We do this on a day in, day out. It's not going to bother you that it's just going to be all about the Lakers and LeBron and Anthony Davis and Kawhi Leonard. The next conversation is going to be, how great of a big three is this? Is this the greatest big three of all time? Is this dynasty run going to be better than Golden State? Who's going to be the It's just never going to stop. Then we're going to get back into the dopey comparisons between LeBron James and Michael Jordan. I mean, the cyclical conversation is going to continue to happen.
It's
bothers me.
It's very simple. In life, you learn how to tolerate things. I don't want to see Kawhi Leonard go to the Lakers. Besides you, I'm the next in line of not wanting to see this happen, but this is what the sport is. Celtics make a big three. Heat make a big three. The Cavs try to make a big three. The Warriors then make a core four. That's what the NBA is now. It's all chasing super teams, and it looked like we weren't going to have a super team this year, but we're going to have one.
Next.
Number two.
This is so annoying.
NBA offseason parody.
Yeah, I mean, I am
so much for this one. Parody.
Listen, we don't know. It's not official yet. And maybe Kawhi wakes up this morning and changes his mind.
Maybe Moose should get on the plane.
I really
take
should.
The next 50 minutes I'll off of the
him.
Show.
I'll plead with him.
Go to Canada, screw Drake and that pitch. We need Mark Melusis to make a pitch and just say, you are going to be a villain. You're going to be a jerk. Nobody's going to like you.
Well, that's
stay.
It.
Just stay.
Right. You're going to ruin parity in the NBA. Finally, you're going to go into a year not knowing who's going to win the NBA championship, not being overwhelmed by by a dominant favorite in the haves and the have-nots. It's going to be everybody's going to have an opportunity for the most part. Down the line, about 8-9 teams that could win an NBA championship, Zach. That's all going to change if Kawhi's a Laker. He blows it all up, and you're right. He does become a villain. You are absolutely right. Your perception of Kawhi changes. You're right. If you're tired of hearing about LeBron James, I mean, grab two cupfuls of the Kool-Aid because it is coming. I mean, you are going to get head over the head in terms of the LeBron James conversation. That is not going to end. And I don't think it's good for the NBA. This is not good for the association. That should bother you, Zach Gelb.
I'm going to look up flights right now to Toronto. We need you to get to Toronto. You need to save this
situation. Just give me 5 minutes. 5 minutes with Leonard. Just give me 5 minutes.
Straighten him out.
To just plead with him. Be like, listen, I don't care. I had no idea. There was no way you were going to the Knicks. Go to the Clippers. Go anywhere but the Lakers. You mean to tell me, if you read Chris Carter's conversation where the organization that's going to take care of him, where he has the ability to win championship. Well, I mean, I know the Lakers have won 16 NBA titles, right? I know that. It's been a while. I mean, it has been a while in between drinks here for the Los Angeles Lakers. This is not a... Now, you put those three together on a team? Yes, they're going to be an unbelievable favorite to win the NBA title. I mean, right now, they're plus 140. Reportedly, if they add Kawhi Leonard, The Los Angeles Lakers will be a minus 200 favorite to win the NBA championship. I mean, that is ridiculous odds.
Game, set, match.
Game, set, match. And if you're not a betting gal or guy, what that means is you have to lay 200 bucks to win 100. You have to lay 200 to win 100. They're like a 1-2 shot if you're going to the track. I mean, that is, you know, that's not to me.
Just make sure you bet the right post
number. Well, that's exactly right. Yeah, if you're Zach, right. Don't go on CBSSports.com looking for the post positions for the Kentucky Derby when you're looking to bet Country House.
$432 right now. I'll get you a round trip ticket. You leave today. You come back tomorrow. Come back later tonight. You get to go to
Toronto.
What
hotel is he staying at, by the way?
Whatever one all those fans are at.
Oh, my God. I just don't want to see it, Zach. I don't want to see it. Parity goes out the window. The Lakers become the overwhelming favorite. I don't know if this is something. If you're Adam Silver, this can't be. This would not be the day you'd want. And Toronto fans would be absolutely crushed. The Raptor fans would be crushed.
I'll tell you this.
The Clipper fan, not so much.
West Coast game's going to move up. Time's going to move up now. Yeah. If you have these three stars there.
Yeah, I guess so. You're right.
More so LeBron and Kawhi and no Durant.
Now, does it bother you, LeBron, this great player, all-time great, arguably some would make the argument of the greatest of all time, that he's this active in trying to recruit this kind of a big three? Does that change the way that you look at LeBron?
No, because I've already cemented LeBron's legacy as an all-time great, and he won that one in Cleveland, and I get he left and went back and formed that new team. So the Cleveland one's always going to be the most important, but this is another chapter in LeBron James' legacy where if we want to go back to rehashing conversations like we were talking about earlier, how long ago was it that people said LeBron was never going to win a title again? Now it's going to be how many titles is he going to win? So much for him saying he's not chasing any ghosts anymore.
Well, yeah, you're right. Or that what he's done is cemented and looked at his Laker days as kind of retirement days.
But remember when Dwight Howard joined Kobe in L.A. and everyone said, oh, Kobe's going to win more championships?
It's different. I know.
It's definitely different.
It is different. And no one really knew how big of a knucklehead
Dwight
Howard.
I'm trying to give you a positive here, Moose.
I understand. Nobody knew how big of a knucklehead Dwight Howard was at that stage.
Yeah, that's true.
Everyone knows Kawhi Leonard's all about winning, and the belief is Anthony Davis is the same thing. Plus the connection, Davis and LeBron are both represented by Rich Paul.
You know what my dream is now? My dream is now, assuming we're operating under the belief Kawhi's going to the Lakers, I hope they get out to a really bad start. Because if they get out to a bad start, you'll start to hear all these rumors emerge. Oh, Kawhi and LeBron are feuding, and that will be the NBA.
Oh, that you're right about that.
At least get us a few feuds along the way.
I'm surprised it doesn't bother you.
When you get disappointed by something in life, when someone disappoints you, not just once or twice, but three or four times in life, you lose your trust in that person. You expect to get disappointed. At this point, yes, super teams can be fun, but the level the Warriors took it to, there's still ways for it to be fun, but it's just something that I expected now. And maybe they suffer an injury or two and you see a team like that go down. But, and I don't want to see that happen, but that's where it is. That's what this sport is right now. It's build a super team. Some days I wake up and like it, some days I don't.
So you are so calloused as an NBA fan that this does not upset you or bother you.
But isn't this what we've been talking about all year?
Who's building that next super team?
But this team did it.
I don't want to see another super team. I'm tired of the super team in the NBA.
I'm not saying you want to see it. I don't want to see it either.
Right. But anybody but the Lakers. No, not yet. He hasn't announced it yet. Maybe Chris Carter's wrong.
Lock it up.
Maybe Uncle Dennis is telling him wrong information.
Turn out the lights. You know, that wouldn't surprise me. This is something I did think about, which I was laughing at. When the KD decision, when things got leaked out, I said maybe because KD hates the media so much, maybe he'll just give the information out.
Maybe Uncle Dennis is
maybe he's playing with everybody.
Right, maybe he is. Maybe he's playing Chris Carter like a fiddle. Maybe he is. All right, next.
Number three.
Joey Chestnut wins his 12th Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest belt.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost. He ate, what did he finish with, 71 hot dogs?
71 hot dogs. The record was 74 set by Chestnut in 2018.
It's a disturbing competition to watch.
Makes me want
to
throw up.
It really is. It's nauseating. It's uncomfortable. You know, I'm not going to go all Peter King as he did the other day on social media, ripping the 30 for 30 that they did on Joey Chestnut on ESPN.
You can't enjoy anything in life anymore without someone ripping you.
Well, but I mean, listen, I get we're overindulgent as a society. I understand the weight issue. I understand.
But don't they donate like 100,000 hot dogs? I saw someone tweet that they donate like 100,000 really? Hot dogs.
I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do and get involved. And Chestnut is a full-time competitive eater. And I give him credit. I could never. I mean, it's really kind of.
We can eat. We can't eat like that.
Not like that. It's gross. It really is gross. Did you see what his pregame is? He eats his last meal before the hot dog eating contest is he'll have salmon and vegetables to the last dinner he'll have. And then he fasts for 2 days.
Oh, yeah.
Before the hot dog eating.
How much do you think he has to work out so he's not 5,000 pounds?
Oh, a ton, dude.
Yeah. Darren Revelle, by the way, Nathan's donates 100,000 hot dogs to a food bank every 4th of July.
Now, if you've ever been to Coney Island and the original Nathan's, it's a great spot. You can go to, yeah, you can buy the hot dogs in the grocery store.
Would you actually want to attend that?
I would never go there, no.
Okay.
I was at Coney Island last Sunday. We had a softball thing, a company softball thing for SNY. We played at the Met Stadium. It was fun. We had a good time.
Would you rather... Yeah. See Kawhi go to the Lakers, or you have to sit first row, front and center.
First row, front and center.
With the hot dog eating contest, yes. With all the spit in the hot dog flying everywhere? I'd say,
yeah. 95 degree heat does not matter. Put me in that hot dog, second row, front row, whatever you want me to. Put me on the stage. It does not matter. I'll hand them the cups of water, bring over the trays of hot dogs. I just don't want Kawhi Leonard being a Laker.
Okay.
That's it. Did you watch any of the competition yesterday?
No.
You did not?
No.
Not tune in.
Disgusting.
Right. I was...
If you like it, it's fun. I don't get the point of it.
Well, we were cleaning up the house yesterday. I flipped it on the television to see where they were. Happened to catch it at about the... I'd say the they go for, what, 10 minutes, right? So it was the 7-minute mark, and I watched the last 7 minutes of the competition. My oldest son, Jackson, walked in and goes, "What's this?" I go, "Competitive eating." He goes,
"See, that's a problem."
And then he sat down and watched the last 7 minutes of the hot dog eating cup. And he goes, "Is he the champion?" I go, "Yes, Joey Chestnut's the champion."
And then when you were firing up the grill later, your son goes, "Dad, let me try to eat 25 hot dogs in a minute." Then kid throwing up, you don't get any sleep.
No, that's exactly right. You only had 2 hot dogs. But yeah, I would not embrace him if he was embrace the idea of him being a competitive eater. Those that do it, God bless. That is some life.
So you're telling me if your kid could become the next Joey Chestnut, you wouldn't be on board?
No,
with
would
it.
You? You have a child, your firstborn, your son or daughter or whatever.
How much money does Joey Chestnut make?
I have no idea. It doesn't. That's what you want to do. You want to be a competitive eater? No.
If they have the ability, right? Shouldn't we let everyone prosper and do what they want to do in life?
I'd support my son in whatever he does. I'm not going to tell you I wouldn't, but would that be the avenue? If he's like, I tell him be a lawyer, go be a doctor.
You would turn into the LeVar Ball of the hot dog eating world. My son could eat hot dogs better than anybody.
Right. I'd be walking around with the Nathan's championship belt. So there you have it.
He's better than Joey Chestnut.
Kobayashi who? 3 big headlines on this Friday morning. Joey Chestnut is your Nathan's champ. 12th time now. 71 hot dogs he ate in 10 minutes yesterday. No parity in the NBA if Kawhi Leonard ends up with the Los Angeles Lakers. And that's the latest surrounding Kawhi Leonard is that Chris Carter, family friend on Fox Sports 1 this morning, said that Kawhi Leonard basically is... going to end up in the organization that he feels will take care of them, give them the best opportunity to win multiple championships. And Chris Carter said he believes it will be the Lakers and that the decision, he believes, will come down at some point today.
When did Nick Wright get a full head of hair, by the way?
He changed it up. That's been a huge topic on social media. Nick Wright's hair and Jason Whitlock's fade.
That's impressive.
Yeah. I don't think it works for him.
Well, it looks fine.
I think it looks better with the other hair. Where he had it high and tight.
Now is that real or
it's not a toupee?
Okay,
my buddy of mine produces that show. It's not a toupe.
Gotcha.
So yeah, so there.
If you were you are on TV every day and you have a nice head of hair, but let's say if you started to go bald, would you?
I'd get rid of it all.
Okay, yeah. You're authentic. You're a man.
Yeah,
of people.
I'm not gonna do the comb over.
Mm-hmm.
Or get hair plugs.
Oh yeah, hair
or
transplant,
how about
whatever it is.
Pull a Carlos Boozer. Remember that with the Chicago Bulls? You know, look up If anyone's at
I remember,
home,
I know Urlacher.
Hop on Google and type in Carlos Boozer hair, Chicago Bulls.
How about Jason Witten?
Oh, Jason Witten's hair. That was just off the charts. Yeah, Nick Wright, it doesn't look, it looks weird on him. Listen, it's not like he's covering a bald spot, but I just like him. I think the high and tight on Nick Wright works a little bit better.
If you're bald, you're bald. Just embrace it.
That's it. Yeah, but that's his hair. 855-212-4227. 855-212-4CBS. You're right. Nothing easier, nothing more well said this morning than Zach Gelb. If you're bald, just embrace it. Right? That's it. Taz, Moose, Gelb in the house. We'll come back. We got the undercard. Steven Jackson will join us a little later on this hour as well on this Friday morning. CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. 855-212-4227 is your number to call. And CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. We got your undercard coming your way here momentarily. I'm still trying to get over the fact that in all likelihood, LeBron James and Anthony Davis are going to get Kawhi Leonard later on today, if Chris Carter is indeed correct with his reporting this morning on Fox Sports 1.
I hope this doesn't happen when you're driving home. I hope this happens when you get in the house, you're on the couch.
We have to listen to a little Lionel Richie driving home.
Maybe give you some hot milk and a blanket and sit you down on the couch and you'll be okay.
It's gonna be a long day. Zach, if that happens, it's going to be a long day.
I think you'll do more crying than your kids.
Oh, I mean, I probably will. You're not wrong. I probably will. I mean, I think today will be a long day in the Malusis household if this report is indeed true.
There's some times in life where when you do this for a living, you just wish, oh, maybe why when I was growing up, why didn't I decide not to like sports or something like that? Is that one of these days where you go, I don't want to like sports on a day like this?
No, I would say a bad loss by a team I root for would top this. See, it's not. I'm not a Raptor fan. I'm not a Clipper fan. I grew up a Knick fan. I think heartbreak from a bad loss, like when the Yankees, when the Yankees blew the 3-0 lead to the Red Sox as a Yankee fan, and to suffer, go through that embarrassment, that's a tough one. Those were a long couple weeks after that, and everything and the like. So that to me is would top this. I'll get over it. I'll deal with it. We'll all deal with it. We'll all talk about it, the impact and long-ranging ramifications in the NBA. But it's going to bother me today.
Now, if your team got KD and Kyrie, and I know KD is not playing this upcoming year, is not expected to play this year.
Yeah.
Would that at all change the thinking? Because at least there's some excitement for the future of your team, at least relevant to these.
Probably.
Okay.
Be honest, probably. Yeah,
right? Yeah. It's because your team is
stinks.
Awful and has no direction.
No direction.
And is a putrid franchise.
Well, it's just that the other thing is that the Lakers went from a couple weeks back of being a complete utter embarrassment in the last 30 days to now kings of the world.
Well, two things that annoys you. Number one is the fact that your team's so bad that you want to enjoy the rest of the sport and this ruins the rest of the sport in your eyes. And then number two, this is L.A., just like New York, big market. You would think everyone wants to join, and everyone does want to join LA, it seems, every few years. With the Knicks, they can't attract anyone.
Can't attract, right.
That has to annoy you, too, that another big market is able to attract and win free agency like that, and your team couldn't get anyone but Julius Randle.
No doubt, right. And you have to go back to the early 70s since the Knicks won a title.
Yeah. Long time.
I mean, it's been a long, long time when you think about it. I mean, that's a long, long time ago. John Fast is in here with an update. What's going on, Johnny?
Well, guys, we'll begin with the National League East and the red-hot Braves. No trouble overcoming an early 4-0 deficit.
1-1 to Ozzie Albies. Smashed high in the air, deep right field. This one sailing way back. This one is gone! A star-spangled blast out of Albies.
That's the call on Braves Radio. Albies
good
three-run
call,
homer.
By the way.
Albies three-run homer, breaking a 4-4 tie in the third. Oh, the star-spangled blast.
Yeah.
That's what you like. I agree. A lot of fireworks references yesterday and today, obviously. That was one of five Atlanta home runs on the day, down 4-0 early. No big deal. Braves beat the Phillies 12-6. They're now 19-7 over their last 26 games. Phillies, meanwhile, now in third place in the East, first time all year they haven't occupied first or second. Nationals moving into second place. Washington's won 13 of its last 16 after a 5-2 win over the Marlins. Atlanta now with a six-game lead over Washington, 6.5 over Philly. In the Central, how about this? Just 3.5 games separating all five teams. Cubs and Brewers tied atop the standings. Cubs snapped a four-game skid with an 11-3 win over the Pirates. Cardinals slipped past the Mariners 5-4. And the Reds made it 3 out of 4 against the Brewers with a 1-0 win at Great American. Luis Castillo lost his bid for a no-hitter in the seventh. He finished.
You all right, John?
Yeah, I'm all right. Finished with just the one hit allowed. 9 strikeouts over 7 2/3. And, yeah, they lost the last 3 games of the series. They've lost sole possession of first place. And now Craig Counsell's Brewers have gone 23 straight innings without scoring a run.
We can't, lose our enthusiasm. And for this tough stretch we're in offensively, we just continue to go at it hard, continue to be... throw out positive vibes and know that it's going to turn here.
And again, the last place Reds just 3.5 games out. So the Central is wound pretty tight. Elsewhere, the Dodgers continue to cruise right along. 5-1 winners over the Padres. Hyunjin Ryu, the NL starting pitcher in the All-Star game, threw 6 shutout innings for the W. Yankees overcame a blown save from Aroldis Chapman. They knocked off the Rays in 10, 8-4. The A's got a pair of home runs for Marcus Semien, including a grand slam in the 8th. They beat the Twins 7-2. Rangers topped the Angels 9-3. Red Sox rallied past the Blue Jays 8-7. Indians swept away the Royals 8-4. Tigers knocked off the White Sox 11-5. And on the 4th of July, the Astros, Giants, Diamondbacks, Rockies, Orioles, and Mets all had the day off. Should not have an off day.
Should not. On the 4th of July, everyone should be playing baseball.
It's absurd.
That's absurd, right?
Yeah.
Well, they allowed Jeff McNeil to be one of the judges at the hot dog eating contest.
Was he really?
Yes, he was. That's true, yes.
And no one knew who he was because no one markets baseball stars.
That's true. You're right about that. But he was out there judging the hot dog eating contest for Nathan's.
Not a fan of that. But what does a judge do exactly?
That's a great question.
You know, well, I get a judge in gymnastics. A judge in gymnastics or diving or those Olympic sports. What is a judge judging?
I don't know, but I remember reading. I saw something on Twitter yesterday when I was just perusing through it. I didn't really read the whole article. But I think there was an error in counting like 2 years ago or 3 years
last
ago.
Last year.
Was it last year?
Yeah.
So they were going to go, I was reading, they were going to go more to a digital system, they thought, but then they just had more counters. I doubt Jeff McNeil was brought there to just count every hot dog. It was probably more just the, you know, have him there and have the presence there.
They need to up their analytics presence.
Yeah.
At the Nathan's famous hot dog eating contest.
That's a good point.
After being drafted in the first round of the 2018 draft, Nuggets forward Michael Porter Jr. missed all of last year due to back surgery, according to multiple reports. He's going to miss all of this year's summer league after suffering a sprained knee in a scrimmage on Wednesday. And third round action from Wimbledon. Caroline Wozniacki sent packing earlier today, losing in straight sets to Zheng Shui. Men's top seed Novak Djokovic and the 15-year-old American phenom Coco Gauff among those in action later on today.
All right. Thank you, John. Appreciate it. Good job past couple of days. Time now to answer our Ask the Pros question of the day, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Today's question is from Todd out in Chicago. If Kawhi stays in Toronto, would the Raptors still be the favorites in the Eastern Conference?
I guess you'd have to lean towards them, but I don't think there's a clear-cut favorite.
I think right now they'd be the favorite. I think Milwaukee's taking a little bit of a hit. Philadelphia concerned about their shooting from the outside. Who's going to be taking that big shot late? Celtics. I think Kemba. I think addition by subtraction with the loss of Kyrie, I think Kemba's going to be a great teammate up there in Boston. But I also have to replace the leadership and ability of Horford.
Look how you get so much more peachy right now when you get to the thought of just Kawhi staying in Toronto.
I do.
You have a smile on your face.
I do.
Not frowning, not crying.
No, none of that. None of that.
Now, the question was, would the Lakers win the title if Kawhi Leonard goes there? It'd be a somber Mark Melusis.
Well, I mean, would you bet on any other team?
No, I wouldn't.
No, you would not. Don't forget, you can submit a question by going to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros. Keeping a car clean is a simple and inexpensive form of maintenance, and O'Reilly Auto Parts is the cleaning and detailing products you need, including washes, waxes, polishes, leather, and vinyl care. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for a clean car month. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every single day. Quickly, let's get to it. Here's the undercard.
Taz and the Moose present The Undercard. The stories from today's rundown that we haven't talked about on the show.
All right, Mike, what do we got here, bud?
All right, we've got a few things. We sort of talked about this before the show. At least I was talking with Zach. Eli Manning saying he's in no rush to retire. Is that just, you know, quarterback talk that he has to say, or does he really mean it? And what does that have to do with Daniel Jones' development?
Well, I mean, I'll tell you this, Eli, he might not make it easy here on the Giants with this kind of conversation. I think Eli still wants to play football. Does it mean that it's going to be in a Giant uniform? Are the Giants going to pay him handsomely to be a backup to Daniel Jones? I don't see that, nor do I think Eli Manning wants to be a backup quarterback of the National Football League. He could say that he's not willing to retire, is unwanting to retire. The game is there. He's going to get another opportunity to play. But if he can't hold off Daniel Jones, what makes me believe that he's going to go play quarterback someplace else, Zach?
He may not be in a rush to retire, but he should retire sooner rather than later.
Agreed.
So you have to wake up and realize that you're not as good as you once were.
No.
It's tough to do.
It is. But the quicker he comes to the realization for everyone, the better. All right, next.
All right, a little sad news. Dolphins defensive lineman Kendrick Norton was injured in a car accident yesterday, arm amputated. So wishing him the best. And
yeah, that's terrible news. Anyway, awful. You cut it. Zach and I were talking about during the course of the break. I mean, he's 22 years of age, was a seventh-round pick coming out of Miami. Gets into a serious car accident. You know, hits a concrete divider of some sort where, thank God he's alive. But to have his arm amputated, his NFL career being over, it's tragic and it's sad.
It'd be like if he lost the ability to speak doing this job. I couldn't imagine in one moment just losing your
everything.
Professional career. It's awful. It's heartbreaking.
It really is.
Going back to the golf theme we mentioned in the second hour, Padraig Harrington is questioning whether Tiger Woods has any desire to actually win the British Open this year.
I don't think so. I think Tiger winning the Masters, I think that's it. I don't think you're going to get it. Do you?
I don't think he's I'd say he has the desire to win it, but he's already accomplished what he needed to accomplish this year.
That's it. You're exactly right. All right.
Last one. Bernard Tomic, a tennis player, was fined more than $56,000 for lack of effort during a Wimbledon match. I'm not sure if we've seen that before.
Lack of effort. Do you bring lack of effort to work anytime?
No, I think I bring a lot of effort. There's some that do, but...
I know. I get it. I've never seen someone get fined for lack of effort. Have you?
I watched the match a little bit. It was like just from afar. Like I wasn't really engaged in it. There was a lot of stoppage. It was bizarre.
It was a strange.
Yeah, okay. Very strange.
Oh, there you go. So you got reprimanded for it. We'll come back. Steven Jackson will join Zach and myself. We'll talk a little bit about the Big Three, also about the association. That comes your way next. It's Taz and the Moose. Mark Malusis, Zach Gelb. Gelb in for Taz on this Friday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, if you're just waking up, post-July 4th haze on this Friday morning. Mark Malusis, Zach Gelb with you. And the latest surrounding the biggest story in the NBA at this stage, surrounding Raptors star forward Kawhi Leonard, two-time NBA champion, comes from Chris Carter, who is an analyst on Fox Sports 1, family friend with Kawhi, going on First Things First this morning and saying, in essence, that Kawhi believes a decision will come down today. Said that Leonard will, the deciding factors for him, which team will support him in his quest to be the best player in the world and also to win as many championships as possible. And then Carter said to me, it's the Los Angeles Lakers.
And I'm with him. I like, hey, no sources obviously on this one, but when the last week, you wake up, you go, no one knows where he's going to go. Now you really get the feel. And it's been that way over time, but you just want to ignore it and not want to embrace it because it will ruin the NBA for this upcoming season in terms of all the potential that these teams have and the 7 or 8 teams in the West, the 4 or 5 teams in the Eastern Conference to get to the NBA Finals. And we're back into this spot of knowing at least in one conference who's going to the Finals. So it was a little bit taking time to embrace it, but hey, now it looks like it's definitely going
to
happen.
Do you think Kawhi cares that he's going to go from hero to villain quickly here? Do you think he cares?
I guess he doesn't care about
some guys. Do you think it'll bother him?
I guess he doesn't care about anything because this was the same guy that left the Spurs and was looked at as a villain. How can you leave Pop? You know, the Spurs camp comes to New York and you basically sequester yourself. So I don't think he cares.
Yeah, I guess. But that was also different, right? He didn't trust San Antonio. He didn't trust their doctors. His doctors were telling him something else as he was recovering from an injury. And Zach, he also didn't love the idea of getting called out by Popovich and players.
And Tony Parker for
not coming back and playing. So that kind of just imploded that entire relationship in San Antonio. I'm not telling listen, I don't think there were a lot of rights last year. I'm not telling you that Kawhi Leonard was completely in the right, and I don't think San Antonio was completely in the right. In this scenario, though, you look at Leonard and his camp as they have sat here and thought about this decision for a number of days after NBA free agency got going about a tad over 5 days ago. They've had enough time here to think about it, Zach, to where you know, they have to have the understanding of what's going to change here. You know, him being the king of a nation up in Canada, even if he went to the Clippers and was able to win there, that all changed. I mean, he goes to a ready-made champion, but they're going to be an overwhelming favorite, and that is still going to be LeBron's team as well.
What does this also do, and to further that conversation, in terms of who's the best player in the league? Because we started to see that shift of it's Kawhi Leonard. Now the fact that Kawhi Leonard and LeBron, who are two of the three in the conversation for the best player in the league, the other one being Kevin Durant, what does that do for that conversation? Because you're both going to have two guys who are going to be doing great. I guess it defers more to LeBron, and it's going to continue to enhance LeBron's legacy more than it probably does Kawhi's, right?
Well, yeah, we'll get the thoughts right now of Steven Jackson, former NBA player, Big 3, joins us now. Hey, Steven, Mark Malusis, Zach Gelb with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning.
Morning, guys.
How you doing, Steven? How's everything, all right?
Pretty good. How are you?
We're doing well, and hopefully you enjoyed your 4th of July. You know, Steven, we'll get into the Big 3 here in a moment. You know, the latest lean for Kawhi Leonard is that, he'll make a decision today, ultimately, and that it's going to probably be the Los Angeles Lakers. If he ends, you know, what about the idea of creating a super team with the Lakers, LeBron, with Kawhi, his mentality, going back home and playing with Anthony Davis and LeBron James with the Lakers, if that ultimately being his decision?
I love the look. I think it's a good look for him. If he's not going back to Toronto, I think that's the best option for him. Going back to California, he's a California kid. Playing with LeBron James and AD, you can't find a better situation, and he's going to get the money he deserves. I just hope they're thinking about calling me to come fill up one of those rosters.
You know, Steven, when we look at a situation like this, we always try to, as fans, try to get inside the player's mind, and we break it down, proximity to home, you know, how easy it is on the job, money, all that stuff. What did you value when you were a free agent?
Me? Obviously, I was one of those guys that I felt like I was always underrated. I never got my just due. So me knowing how hard I worked, knowing how much I gave to the game, I just wanted to be appreciated. That was my thing. You know, in any job you have, you want the people you work for and your peers to appreciate your work, your dedication. And that's in any job. So basketball is the same thing. If you're going out there giving your all, if you're one of those guys that really love the game and not playing the game for the wrong reasons, then and you're doing a great job at it, you should get appreciated, i.e. Kimba. So I've always looked at it like that when I was a free agent. If I'm giving my all to your organization, playing hurt, doing all the things that I'm working for my money, then I deserve to get paid. And I just wanted to get appreciated regardless of what it was.
Yeah, and that's fair, and that's well said, Steven. You know, for Kawhi here, is there an organization, though, that could appreciate him more, a nation, than what Toronto, what Canada has, and the love that they've shown, you know, in the 1 year for Kawhi and what he was able to accomplish up there in the corner for the Raptors?
Yeah, but, you know, just how, as players, we look at it, too. Like, is it real love, or is it just to get me back? See, yeah, I won a championship here. Yeah, I came in for 1 year, but this is a lot of love you showing me just to get me back. What's the love going to look like when we don't have a winning season? So, and I know Kawhi's looking at all those things. In L.A., he don't have a winning season. He's still at home. You know, he's still a Laker. It's a different situation. Going back to Toronto and not winning, I don't know if the love's going to be the same, and you don't know if this love is real because they're just trying to get it back.
When we talk about love, you know, there's been the reports that Kevin Durant didn't feel appreciated and got the support in Golden State. Kyrie Irving and the Celtics, that didn't work out as well. The Nets don't really have a solid fan base. Why are they going to get that love in Brooklyn with KD and Kyrie going there?
Well, you know, Brooklyn's the mecca of basketball, of course. We go back there and play in the Big Three, almost all the games are sold out. So you know they're going to be sold out for KD and Kyrie. Also, there's a lot of ties in that. Kyrie's close to home, Rock Nation, you know, big Jay-Z influence. It's a lot going on, but I think for these two guys, they want to play together. They want to be in a situation where they're close to their agency, which is Rock Nation. They're both for Rock Nation. And like I said, it's a lot of reasons why all this came together, but I understand KD. I mean, with the leg situation, the Achilles situation, putting him out there too early, telling him one thing, and also with Iguodala's book. You know, you got, if you read his book and see all the things that he said going on from experience and being in the organization, how they misdiagnosed him, it was too many reasons. Draymond, the argument. It was too many reasons for KD to leave. And I think he just got tired. But at the end of the day, I'm going to say this so I hope everybody's listening. All basketball players don't get along, but it's a lot of basketball players that feel like the earth is their turf because the basketball bounces anywhere.
Oh, there you go. That's fair. Steven, you think super teams are good for the league?
I love it. I mean, it depends on how you go by it. You know, I wouldn't have done it the way KD did it, but I respected it because at the end of the day, if you're playing the game, it's about winning. I don't know if you can get your money, of course, but it's about winning. If you got to go play with some other guys to win, at the end of the day, they're going to say you played with two other stars, but that trophy and that ring still remain. So it's all about winning. I don't have a problem with super teams. It's just all how you go by it.
And Steven Jackson, before we let you run, I'm not going to be the reporter that asks you if Kobe Bryant could play in the Big Three like that one reporter a year ago. But tell us the latest on the Big Three.
Man, it's a great league, man. This is year three. The year's getting better every year. You got like guys like Joe Johnson, Gilbert Arenas. You know, I really feel like guys like Joe Johnson should still be in the league. Like, it's crazy. You know, I've been dominating the Big Three since the first year. And, you know, it's not as easy as people think. But it's just a great league. We're traveling all over. The fan base is picking up. And, you know, even last year, a couple of guys got tryouts and call-ups to the NBA. But it's a lot of guys that should be in the NBA now, but this is a great league for when basketball season is down to keep basketball going on until the NBA picks back up.
And you can check out all the action on CBS Sports. Hop online, get your tickets for the Big Three. Hey, Steven, thank you for the time this morning. All the best and continued success with the Big Three. And have yourself a wonderful weekend and good luck this weekend, all right?
All right, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you got it. There's Steven Jackson giving you his thoughts.
One of the best reactions I've ever saw in a press conference. They did one of these Big Three press conferences the last year, and a reporter goes, "Do you think Kobe Bryant could have the toughness to play in the league?" And he just goes, "This is a league that has Steven Jackson in it. You're asking me about Kobe Bryant?"
That is a good one. I remember.
A reporter was serious.
I know. I didn't think about it till you mentioned it. That's a good call by you. That's a good job by you. He says it's, you know, it depends.
Brooklyn, the mecca, by the way?
Yeah, Brooklyn, the mecca. Also, I mean,
Dolan doesn't like that
And
one.
Here's the other thing. He had an issue with Kevin Durant going to Golden State, said he wouldn't have done it that way. But Kawhi going to the Lakers is a good look.
Who knows? Good look for him, I guess he means?
I guess. Yeah, I guess so. I mean, he's going
it's
back.
It's easy. It's convenient. We don't think of it like the athlete. We think of it as the analyst and what does well for us.
Zach, good job. Had fun the last couple days.
Appreciate you too.
It. You'll be
Likewise.
On this weekend, right?
Yes, all over the place.
All over the place this weekend. Check him out. Yeah, Saturday and Sunday night, or Friday and Saturday night through the overnight. Mike, Brian across the way, John with the updates. Guys, have yourself a wonderful weekend. Till Monday, peace.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.